He's likening idolatry to spiritual adultery, to playing the harlot. Now, you know, you go here, you go soul winning here, and you often run into these Chinese houses, right? And what do they have at these Chinese houses? Like altars and stuff, and, you know, they're offering fruits unto idols. They have the incense, which, to be honest, I kind of like incense. I like the smell of incense, right? I don't like, obviously, I don't offer it into anybody. But these, they're actually offering that incense unto someone. So that is idolatry, okay? But Christians don't necessarily struggle with that now, do they? You know, you're not the type to say, you know, man, I just have this desire and this lust to just pull out Buddha and just, like, adore him, you know? Or start adoring, you know, Dagon or whatever. Now, you know, you do have old IFB that worship the Jews, okay? And they're like having the Star of Remphan, and they're worshiping that. But that's a different story. But really, we don't have Christians who are saved who really just struggle with an idol, you know, like the Virgin Mary or something like that. Now, if you do, you know, you need to get right with God. Amen. Okay? And you say, well, you know, my grandma gave me this La Virgen Guadalupe. Burn it!
Amen.
Okay? Because God says that that's idolatry and that's wicked. Oh, but it has such a special place in my heart. Burn that stinking idol. It has no place Amen. In a Christian's home. Okay, and look, the Bible says you provoke God to jealousy when you have that type of idolatry. You see, some people, you know, obviously you're not going to worship Buddha, but you know what sometimes Christians do is they keep idols in their home that belong to some grandmother, okay, because they're a Catholic or whatever, and it has this sentimental value. Well, you know what? You need to set your affections on things above and not on things on this earth. Okay, and you need to stop worshiping these idols. Doesn't matter who gave it to you. It could be your mother who gave it to you. It doesn't matter. Our loyalty is to God. Amen. And if God says that that's sinful and that's wicked, you ought to burn it, break it, Amen. Burn it, turn it to dust. It means nothing. Why? Because we ought to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Okay.